ABC Radio Australia.
Now to New Zealand politics, where a national hui, or meeting, saw more than 10,000 people gather at the Tūranga Waiwai Marae recently in response to calls of unity, where New Zealand Coalition Government's ACT Party want to redefine the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, or Treaty of Waitangi, which could have deep impacts on Māori. So joining us live from Aotearoa, New Zealand, to discuss this matter is Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngārewa Packer. With that, I say morena, Debbie.
Morena.
Oh, thank you again for joining us this morning. Well, you know, firstly, again, it's been a week since this hui or this meeting. What was your overall feel of it? Did you feel like it was a positive move in the right direction?
Oh, look, I think it absolutely is a great move and the right decision as far as the leaders are mobilising in reaction to what has been a government, 83% of Māori didn't, and Pacifica didn't support. So what we've seen in our view is very anti-Māori policies and proposals. So, you know, the reaction of coming together in unity and being able to come up with the solutions, being able to mobilise tens of thousands. We had another event in the weekend at Ratana with thousands of people. It's really important because, again, you know, when the essence of who you are has been challenged, there's all sorts of ways you can react. And Māori are well known, as many Pacifica are. When we're under threat, the best thing we do is unite and then come up with constructive ways of dealing with what is seen as attack on Māori.
Yeah, with that leaked document that has come across our shores here, shows the government's intentions in some way to erase certain parts or even the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. I mean, what is it specifically in that document that alarmed you?
Oh, every part of it. I think, you know, I think that the fact that David Seymour has a view that Māori ceded sovereignty, the fact that he doesn't recognise Indigenous rights in any way or form, that we existed pre-colonisation. And the unique position in Aotearoa is that we were not, there was no conquest here. The treaty, in fact, shows the goodwill stretched from our ancestors to those who are arriving, and indeed, in a partnership sense, you look after your people and we will self-determine. That's philosophically the opposition that the rest of us have with, again, this party that got less than 10%. And so I think when you look at that, there is a real challenge on in the growth of Aotearoa. And the if you look behind the purpose of it, what we really have is a government who is full of politicians who represent shareholders. And the shareholders want status quo. They want to hold on to their power. That the 2% who owed more than 50% of the wealth in Aotearoa sounds very familiar for most of us Indigenous people. So it is a, it is as much as a push for economic power than it is for anything else as well. So we've got to see it for what it is and respond in the most unified way that we can as Māori.
Yeah, and you have had, you've said some comments, of course, saying that the current New Zealand government is very anti-Māori. You even alluded to them being quite typical white supremacists. I mean, do you stand by those comments and why?
We've absolutely seen traits that we have seen. I'm from ancestors who survived Parihaka. We've seen the way that colonisation applies its supremacism. It will take away our language. We've got a government that is now withdrawing the language on government departments, for goodness sake. Its commitment to Te Reo Māori, its commitment to its Indigenous people. It's taken away the Māori Health Authority, which was a response to the fact that Māori died 7 to 10 years earlier. It's bringing in more smoking, taking away smoking legislation. All these are about our well-being, our ability to survive and thrive. These are traits that are typical and until, you know, you cannot soften it. You can't sit there and say it's just a little racist, it's just a little supremacism. It is absolutely an approach to have a one race applied in Aotearoa, which in 2024 is the most humiliating thing to see this new Prime Minister, who's had one term before this, allow. So, and again, when we go back to the treaty and the principles, we cannot fathom why the Prime Minister, of all the horse trading they did for the coalition, decided that Māori and Māori, for 50 years that we've been, and we're working in the courts to have our rights recognise that Māori were the most expendable in his coalition horse trading. So there is a real cultural battle going on. I do want to say, though, that is not a Māori versus Pākehā thing going on, because there's just as many tangata tiriti, just as many non-Māori that are standing up for the Indigenous peoples of Aotearoa. So it's going to be a bit of a long haul, 3 years, assuming that the coalition lasts that long, but we're up for it. And there's just some amazing tenacity that's been shown. We've had a movement that's growing. We're now up at Waitangi this week. There'll be tens of thousands there again. So the pushback is exactly what you would expect to see in Aotearoa, and I guess this is a part of our assertion of our growth. We were the last of the islands to be colonised, and I guess this was going to happen sooner or later, sadly.
Yeah, yeah. Before I do get to speaking on Waitangi, I would like to ask, though, do you think it's maybe just a little bit premature to judge the new government on its commitment to the treaty, given it said it would not support ACT Party's leader David Seymour's bill beyond its first reading in Parliament, though?
I think that would probably be a really good question if the fact that, again, we have these politicians who've got less than 10%, if they didn't trade off. The question that most of us have to ask is, what was it that you thought, and why was it that you thought you could trade off any changes or discussions about the principles and te tiriti without including tangata whenua? What is it that 83% of Māori didn't vote for you? You don't have a mandate to do that for Māori. Why was it, of all the things you agreed to, why waste taxpayers' monies to get it to select committee in the first place? Why create the drama? Why, with everything we've got going of cost of living, homelessness, displacement, heightened poverty, why did this Prime Minister and this government believe that it was okay to horse trade with Māori rights and interests? And I guess that's the real critical issue. We're only here because National thought that we were expendable, and that's a sad state of our relationship with them.
If you just tuned in, we are speaking to Te Pāti Māori co-leader Debbie Ngāriwa Packer on the recent Hawaiian meetings, just to discuss the critical issues surrounding these possible changes to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Interesting enough, you said earlier the PM, the Prime Minister was actually not present at the first hui, and I know that ACT Party leader David Seymour was no show at the Rātana celebration. So wondering, how does this actually speak of them as leaders of the country?
That's a really good question, because what we are hearing is that, you know, both are saying, particularly David Seymour is saying, look, we need to have a discussion. So we have, interestingly enough, David Seymour is making comments that, you know, we're a mature enough country, we should be having this discussion, we're up for it. But actually he's not wanting to discuss it with Māori. Tens of thousands of Māori are turning out for him to discuss it, and he's not. What he's wanting to do is continue to have the discussion from his privileged point of view, which is actually, you know, we don't need to be recognising Māori and in their Indigenous rights that they were here before colonisation. And again, if he didn't have such a strong capitalist view of making sure that, you know, that everyone can just live here in harmony, well, it's not. He wants to live here and usurp the rights of mana whenua and the recognition of hapu and the recognition of us, the Indigenous peoples. So if there was genuinely intent from these leaders, I will say that, to be fair, the Prime Minister turned up to Rātana and got told, we were thousands of people, got told very directly exactly what Māori think of them, and their relationship and their commitment to us, particularly in respect to te tiriti. But David Seymour has just been a complete no-show. So he's talking about us without us. It's just shocking.
Yeah, but there has been some word that he will show up to Waitangi Day, and I know that's coming up on February 6th. Look, very much a significant day for the country. Are you expecting maybe some sort of tension? What would you like to happen?
What I would like to happen is they all stop attacking Māori and focus on what the real issues are, which is heightened poverty, displacement, and extreme homelessness in Aotearoa. But I guess there will be tension. There's always a degree of tension because it's almost like an opportunity to get up there, talk about Waka Putanga, which existed before Te Tiriti and Te Tiriti, but also it's like a performance appraisal week where the Crown gets to say its honour and its degree of honouring Te Tiriti. At the moment, we've got a government that's been in since October, which has got absolutely no intent of not only honouring it, but I guess governing in the best interests of Māori as well. So I do expect some tension, but I will say that the way that Māori have reacted, if the shoe was on the other foot, we would not have the calm reaction that we feel in Aotearoa. For every attack they've given to Māori, we've just grown stronger and unified. There is a whole rollout of a kaupapa called Toi Tū Te Tiriti, and that's got some activation that's been going on in a really quiet, calm way. So, yeah, I do expect some natural tension, and I do think that there'll be lots of drama, lots of kōrero, but most importantly, lots of show of Indigenous unity, and I think that's a great thing for the world to see right now with everything going on.
Absolutely, Debbie. It's nothing I know you can't handle. Look, we just appreciate your time this morning. As always, ngā mihi.
Kia ora, hei kuna.
Appreciate it. That is Te Pāti Māori co-leader. Back in Aotearoa, Debbie Ngārewa Packer here on Pacific Beat.